What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, this is a historic day. Historic. I am here, number one, with not only is it a shocking appearance, but I had to beg for the appearance. My brother Christopher's here.
Hello.
And we have Bree with us today. Who we're introducing you guys to for the very first time, and we are very, very excited to do that. Bree works with us where we're at Studio B officially. This is the first show at the Berkeley Hotel.
I would say, okay, that's fine. Studio B.
Studio B? What would you?
Because it was Studio MB before, and like it was kind of funny, and then it was like, now I guess B is fine for Berkeley.
Would you say Berkeley?
I was thinking BO.
Buh?
Like back office.
Well, Berkeley Oceanfront.
Or the Berkeley Oceanfront.
True.
What is it? CR for conference room? Because we're in a conference room.
We are in a conference room. And we're down here at the beautiful oceanfront hotel that is the Berkeley.
Wow.
Chris was, no, it was funny. I was watching Chris. We were just kind of like downing a drink right there as I was doing it. It was very nice. I don't usually see you in this role anymore. It's kind of throwing me off.
I'm sorry.
But we legit, Bree, back me up here. We legit just had to beg Chris. Okay, we're waiting on Urbano,
But don't act like, and I feel like people listening to this are going to be like, oh, come on, Chris, what's up with that? I'm sure you had this planned all day. You said, Chris, come in here for a minute, and then there was just a podcast set up in here, and like I'm in my office doing my thing, and I'm working.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to my coworkers, and I'm like, well, you just like ran up on me with a podcast. You didn't give me any heads up or notice. I wasn't really ready. I was hoping to go home in the next 20 minutes or so.
Well, yeah, that was kind of the thing. So, he's saying like he had work to do.
You were planning on leaving. Well, I do want to leave too, but I had work to do. Well, now I have to do that work at home probably.
But the big thing today is it is the very first official show here at the Berkeley. We got Urbano, who I talked up last week, that is going to be coming down. I described Urbano as a mix between you and Greg Bennett. Do you feel comfortable with that? Personality-wise.
I don't know he's kind of like Greg. Greg is a little bit more of like a... Greg to me is like a cat. Like if a cat spoke, that would be Greg. Like it's very like perched from above and kind of judgy in an entertaining way. Where Urbano to me is more like...
Urbano is one of a kind.
Yeah, like I don't know that you can compare him to even an animal. I was thinking an animal that can compare... Greg is a cat, Urbano would be a... fucking Tasmanian devil. Like he's different. But Urbano... I guess I had long car rides with Urbano for the better part of half a year, and we talked a lot about. He's very. I don't think you're gonna even expect this, Al, like because you get a lot of advice questions. He's very prophetic. Like he's big into like words and wisdom, and he'll give you quotes that you don't expect him to quote. So I like be ready for. I think you'll expect a very different side of Urbano than you see here, because you get like impulse Urbano.
Yeah.
And now you're asking like advice, and it's like blind advice. It's just from strangers. Mm-hmm. Does Bree know? Like, this is just a show about people cheating on their husbands and writing it into Al.
Well, basically, you know, I actually brought this up to Bree. I asked if Bree had actually listened to the show before, and we have to give people a background on Bree. Bree was one of the first people here.
I think the first.
I'm employee number one.
At the Berkeley. And you're also the first person I said you would be very, very funny on the show, and I brought it up. So I didn't know if that's when she had started listening or she was listening before.
Just when you said you had a podcast, I went and listened to it right away just because I wanted to see like what you were talking about.
Yeah.
What you were doing, you know? Who knows? You could have been like saying terrible things about all of us.
And were you happy that? Well, I mean, I really, you know, if I ever speak on the Berkeley, I talk very lovingly about everybody here. Anyway.
Definitely. I just didn't know what it would be, and I wanted the inside scoop to what was going on in your head during all of this.
Well, I'm excited. And, I mean, I guess we'll get Urbano down here at some point. Oh, wait, look at that. Wow. This is quite the segue. Urbano, we've been talking about you for the last five
Urbano,
minutes.
I almost didn't have to do this at all because you were supposed to be here, and now I'm going to give you my seat because I want to go home soon. But I'll pop in whenever I'm in the mood to because now I'm like I'm here. But I feel like Urbano, this is the role he's born to play, so I'm going to step away.
This is a big moment, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very, very big moment. Introducing for the very first time.
I have an idea. Sorry,
go ahead,
before I leave.
Go ahead.
Holding the microphone in my hand like it's a concert.
You also
at
can do that.
At the end of this, people should write it and guess Bree's age. I think they'd be surprised.
Okay.
I like that competition.
First, Bree, before we get into Urbano, let's make him wait in front of the microphone to see how long it takes. I was going to say friends to say anything and jump in. Why don't you tell everybody at home about yourself real quick?
I'm Bree. Basically, that's all I am. I'm a jack of all trades, though, really. I came here because I wanted to spend my summer by the beach, and then I ended up making a family, which was pretty cool. And I'm also a writer, and that's pretty much sums up everything I do. I also write down everything Urbano says because he just is too funny for me to handle.
And who do you like working with better, me or Chris?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. But it's always different though, because you each guide me through different things. Ooh. Like Albie was making the event plans, Chris is like showing me around the hotel.
Two things. You said two misleading things in under a minute. For one thing, that made it sound like I don't do anything around here.
No, I know.
The second thing, you said you made a family this summer. And I feel like that's misleading as well, because it sounds like you birthed people out of yourself to make a family.
Yes,
literally.
I birthed all of your employees to make sure we would have a full staff this summer.
I mean, somebody had to do it. But yes. It was big. Nice. But Bree was legit. I believe she was employee one or two, something like that. But the man who interviewed you is sitting to your right. That is Urbano.
Oh, yeah.
Who is, you know, really just the... I don't even know. Urbano, just go ahead. How would you describe yourself? Say hello to everybody. You've got a lot of buildup on this show. I don't know if you know that yet.
I am the nipple on the tit.
Okay.
hole in the proverbial choach.
We've known Urbano a long time. Urbano came from Hoboken.
Yeah.
Still up there. And now here we are. We are basically life mates.
Yes.
We are sharing a soul, all of us. But, well, you know. Do you have any idea what the show is?
None.
You know anything about this show?
He didn't even know you guys were talking about him last week.
No. And then you had
I follow you on the gram, and I like it, but I don't know.
The Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is potting my cherry. I am a podcast virgin.
So am I.
So do you listen to any kind of podcast?
I do listen to a few podcasts.
Do you really?
Yeah.
So you're just willfully skipping us. I don't listen to anybody else's show. One or two people kind of check in.
Like two. Yeah, yeah. Mm.
All right. All right. That's fine.
Podcasting is new for me. It's like Twitter. It's like Snapchat, the TikToks. Mm.
So we just answer questions down here. We'll go nice and easy. I'll give you guys a softball, okay? Yeah. And then we'll kind of get into it, but we'll get into a rhythm. I threw this together last minute.
Okay.
Okay. We've got a lot going on, guys.
A little bit.
A lot. The first thing, really, shout to everybody listening. The Halloween thing is out. We're doing a crazy Halloween experience here.
So much fun.
13 different rooms. It's keeping everybody very, very busy.
So much fun.
It's the Asbury Haunting... .com or the haunting at asbury.com. You would think I would have this like ready to go and flushed, right? But no, it's up there. And we're all very, very excited that we are jumping in to such a very fun event here. The haunting at asbury.com. Tickets are up.
Get your tickets.
Ready, set, go. That was the big thing today when I've got we also have a brunch party coming up on Sunday, and Chris has brought this up a couple of times. So the first Dear Albie was not really a Dear Albie question, but I have a direct this question at the two of you. Okay. So brunch is coming up. We had a fashion show that came up not long ago. In each of these things, Urbano seems to end up painted and dressed up as a something. So I wanted like this really cool, I guess, performance of Urbano coming out as a pharaoh or a, you know, whatever, and like do like a dance performance thing in the middle of the brunch, right? Okay. So Chris said to me, "Have you ever really thought about why you keep asking Urbano to dress up like all scantily clad and walk around a room all the time?"
Because I like to be naked.
No, he's saying, does he think I got some like why is it always my idea?
Oh, because I have a fat ass and thick thighs.
That's all,
I think everyone likes that little foreskin. No,
Chris, we're addressing whether or not you know, because my idea is to have Urbano constantly dressed up in costume and running around either the bars or the pool.
I said it was because I had thick thighs, a fat ass, and a foreskin.
He always wants to dress you in something, and it's bizarre.
Not really, it's kind of appropriate.
He's gonna do it one way or the other. So, I mean, you might as well work into the program.
Yeah. It's just weird that he has these thoughts where he'll be like, what do you think about being a pharaoh or like a tin man, but naked?
I got it. I'm in
and
it.
I know you're in and that you're into it. It's just that he has the thoughts like privately somewhere that freaks me out, but it makes me say, Just like that.
But Urbano's like a fashionista, so you know that he's going to be able to pull off whatever you want him to be.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
plus the foreskin, and then it all works out.
Leaving James. See, this is another little interesting thing we're gonna have with recording at the Berkeley. It's gonna be a lot of the in and out. So yeah. There's a lot of things that are happening here. But so we get some pretty wild questions asked here.
Real quick, Al, I'm sorry, but I find it curious that in a 250 room facility you pick the one room where other people work to try to find silence.
Yeah, Mike, you got calls to make or anything?
There's a guy working. Like, I don't think you appropriately set the scene. There's a man working right next to you on spreadsheets. Yeah.
He's being entertained.
Like, it's like a radio producer, but he has nothing to do with the show. Like, yeah, he's there. He's got screens in front of him.
You're right. You're right over there. Am I taking you from stuff, Mike?
No, I'm good.
You good? You all right? That's Mike over there. How you doing, guys? This is gonna be. Look, everyone. It's all gonna work out.
We're going to edit this? Is this like just as it is? Should I not have said that I just break the fourth wall?
Yo, Urbano, now he knows fourth wall. It's a whole thing. No, you're fine. You're fine. We do have the editing power. You know, we'll get into it. But, you know, it's just about kind of getting into the flow of things.
Okay.
So the deal with this show is people write in questions. We answer them. Okay. So this is people take very serious advice from this place. They really do. We got a bunch of nice little letters here for the loyal listeners of the show that we all love so very much. Obviously, the typical crew is not here. Candace, Jules, everybody, we had a lot of really great messages thanking them for their advice in the past.
Okay.
I'm going to wait to read some of that stuff. But I got a couple questions here that are funny.
Okay.
That were pretty good. Little softball stuff. We'll see how you guys do. Right. And then if we like it, we'll make it to do with this. Right. We'll do it more and more. Okay?
Right.
So here we go. Dear Albie. First, I just wanted to say how much I love this podcast, especially loved last week's episode with your dad. Please have him on more often. Dad is something on this show. You should listen to those if you're going to listen
to
them.
I got to go back.
Anyway, my dilemma is I recently accepted a job at a high school as a guidance counselor. I love getting to work with high school students and the school, but recently I've noticed that people do not take me seriously because of my age. I am 25, but could pass for 18 on days. I don't wear makeup or dress up. I wear blazers to work and put my hair in hair clips most of the time. Just to look a little older, I've heard parents say I look young and will often get asked how much experience I have / my age. That I can deal with. But I was really crushed when I was walking to my office and one faculty member said to someone, she looks like a child. I feel very conscious of my appearance now, but don't know how else to prove to others that I am capable of my job. I also don't know what to say if someone is to make a comment like this again. I want to show that I can be that I can't be walked over, but still keep a level of professionalism. Thank you in advance, sincerely, Ms. Anonymous. P.S. An avid Halloween lover. Can't wait for the future ghost episode.
Oh, ooh. Nice.
Good to know.
It is.
Get your tickets.
Yeah.
TheHauntingAsbury.com. Go
on.
That's
right. So what?
So basically, you just answer that. That's how it works.
It's a loaded question because I think there's many layers at play here. I do think you have to dress the part. I don't think a blazer in itself is enough to really indicate like you're a power top.
Well, yeah. Guidance counselor.
Guidance counselor.
All right. Okay. But I mean, a blazer's okay, but devoiding yourself of makeup and, you know, all of those things because you want people to take you seriously. I think people are going to take you seriously based on your actions. You can't really, in a short period of time, create this kind of persona that you think people are kind of judging you against. I think if you walk, I am 6 foot and I walk into the room like I'm 6 foot, but in real life I am 5'8" ish.
But you got it's the
so
it's the way
exactly
you hold yourself.
It's swag.
It's the swag. So I think, you know, presenting yourself in a way where you feel comfortable being comfortable. You know, whether that's a blazer, whether that's lipstick. You know, I worked with a woman and she would always say, you know, put some rouge on. Obviously, she was a little older. Mm. Put some rouge on, put some lipstick on and get yourself together before you enter a room. So if you come into the room with the self-diagnosis that, you know, people are assuming you're a student, then that's how you're going to be perceived. But if you come in with a confidence level, like irregardless of how people perceive you, you are still... Mm. The kind of beacon of guidance.
Do you guys think? Now, let me put it this way. Now, you're kind of you have this on the opposite end of the spectrum, but this is something that we talk about a lot. Not being taken seriously by people that just kind of assume you're a certain way that don't know you very well.
Oh my god, happens to me all the time because I have big tits.
And free people were. Chris was saying before. He was saying, guess how old you are. Do you run into this?
No, because I think that I look a little bit older than I actually am sometimes, and I definitely act older than I am sometimes, and I think it definitely, like, you have to perceive yourself as an older mm-hmm. person and put yourself in the mindset of somebody who you see acting more professionally or acting, getting more respect because of who they are, and you have to just, like, show the world who you are and not even think about age or anything like that.
Do you think so? Like, we've heard some we're all in the service industry. We've mm-hmm. heard some like people get nasty in the service industry. Now, you're a guidance counselor. Now, the first thing for me, however you look to me, it's a whatever. I don't want to get, like, all up in a tizzy, especially when you're supposed to be providing guidance to everybody else in that place, that you can have something so small and so little, like, throw you off. That's the first thing. I wouldn't necessarily get all, you know, worked up over that whole thing. But at the same time, you know, if it's, you know, you still have the job. So if you're saying, hey, I'm not getting a promotion because of this or whatever, number one, that might just be in your head.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make sure these things are real. That's the printer going off. It is. And, you know, we'll get into, like, a different room soon. But, you know, it's just the type of thing where I wouldn't, you know, you don't want to judge a book by its cover. Number one, don't take it too serious. Number two, and number three, just lean in. I mean, you wear bananas a lot of the time. Literally, you're covered in bananas sometimes when you walk around.
Are we talking about?
No, you personally.
Physical, metaphysical, metaphorical. Who's
no,
bananas?
Oh,
my jack. Oh,
the
jack
that they have bananas on.
I didn't know. Plus, make it work for you. I mean, if you can use the fact that you are younger in appearance to really appeal to the student. The student may feel comfortable with you because they feel like you can relate to them because of the TikToks or the Snapchats or whatever it is that you MySpace. No.
I just
dated myself, right? There's no more MySpace. But
I remember MySpace. Did you have a song? I had Run It, Chris Brown.
Good for you.
Right?
That's a good song.
Right?
Yeah.
In college, too, that, like, it just came out. It was hot.
It was hot.
It was like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't have MySpace. But
you didn't have a MySpace?
Not really. No. Doesn't really get me.
I'm kind of shocked by that.
You shouldn't be.
Well, I mean, I guess when that came out, you were probably a little bit like...
I was already an adult.
Did you say to yourself, like, I'm too old for that?
And it was something that was new. I wasn't really kind of familiar with the whole workings. It just seemed like a lot of work and all the uploading and the coding and this is my song and all of that. It's like, I
And that was the first
care.
Real social media. Like, nobody knew where that was going to go.
No.
It's like a dark hole that we've gone down now.
Yeah.
Do you have Brie, what do you have? Do you have, like, TikTok? Well, we know you're on the gram.
I don't have TikTok because I just don't understand it. I know Urbano always asks me why people are just doing things with their hands.
Yeah, it's
like,
it's upper body dancing only. It's like cheerleading gone wild. I don't really.
It's boring.
And they're just pointing the pop-up things. Yeah. It's really weirding me out, to be honest.
It's just strange. I don't know. And there's, like, a lot of people who act like babies on there, like, on purpose to be, like, trendy.
No, what do you mean? Like fit?
They'll just make these baby faces all the time, and they'll just, like, say words that are weird. I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah,
but
so.
It's a weird fad.
Did you call me fat?
Fad. F-A-D.
Oh, so you don't think it's here to stay then? Well, because it looks like the Instagram, like, are people taking, is Instagram doing videos that look like that? Or are people taking their TikTok and putting it on Instagram?
Now on Instagram they have Reels, which is, like, pretty much the same thing as TikTok.
I was confused by that, but I just didn't know what it was. So
everything's getting
it.
Way too advanced. Instagram was just supposed to be post picture. Someone likes it. No one likes it.
Yeah.
It's over.
Men from the Middle East message you.
Yes.
No? Just me?
Do you get that? Do you get
tons?
That? Do you really?
So
I
many.
Tons also.
Tons.
So let's.
And then they follow me on the Facebook and they try to, like, send me messages. And
so what
video me.
What have people asked you, like they're just saying what? They're trying to sugar daddy you a little bit, or what are they doing?
I don't know. I don't really entertain it, but sometimes I get these really strange videos. Or I get calls, or I get, like, these video messages from, like, a desert prairie of this one guy, like, naked, fondling.
People are crazy with the naked pictures they will send on
they
Instagram.
They just send a naked pic.
Random people they don't know. Yeah.
So it's just, like, is it like a an egg account where it's like there's not, or it's like a normal person, a real thing.
I don't know.
Or like just like somebody's fake stuff. Like, is it somebody like catfishing you, or is it?
Hopefully, I don't know. I don't know.
I think some people just make a ton of accounts and just message all of these people and do whatever they want, and it's not like really connected to their lives.
A couple are real. No, I have a couple of real ones. Yeah, definitely. It's a little like, hi, bro. It's like, it's fine, thanks, but I'm not really.
It's like, how did you find me?
Yeah, I'm not going to like. I don't even know where you are, and I can't really get there. So, great ass, but I can't really do anything with it.
So, you know what's weird? What's weird is, so, like, you know, when, so, Brie, right, I imagine, obviously, like, because I've had, believe it or not, I will get randomly a guy just sending a video, like, at this point, you know, nice. You'd learn not to even open it after a little while. But,
exactly.
I'm curious.
But as a guy, right, if a girl is like, you know, when you're dating, whatever, and a girl's sending you pictures and this, that, whatever, that's kind of like, you know, you're kind of going for that at some point in the relationship.
Courting,
early on,
I guess. Yeah.
Right. As a guy dating guys, you, mm-hmm. in your case, Urbano.
Men don't date.
But fuck. I feel so. But that's what I'm saying. Do they go right to the picture thing? And like, because girls, I cannot with zero exaggeration. I can't even remember being in a relationship where that's been requested of me.
A dick pic?
Yeah.
Well, because you're famous and
guys,
handsome,
I don't think
girls don't want dick pics.
That's what I'm saying. Girls don't want it, period.
No.
You don't want to see a guy's balls on camera?
Absolutely not. No? That's literally the last thing I want to
see. Mike, do you want to see a guy's balls on camera?
No.
Really?
So it's not anything.
Why do the balls get no love? Like,
I just think, well, this is my point,
they're the
though.
Cradle of life. The balls are the female ovaries just outside.
It's just not a good look.
They taste good.
And they, oh my God. But I don't see how they would photograph well in such a, you know what's good to mention? Mike is our compliance officer. And this is a really, so this, I probably should have run this by you. I mean, from compliance and liability standpoint, are we okay? Yeah. Are we good? Okay. So, but I mean, you don't like, and I've heard this from many females. I talk to Chelsea about this often. I don't think that, from the girl's point of view, you're just never really trying to see anything. So there's really nothing physically I think you could send where it's like, oh, hey, you know, I'm into that. That's like not something that you wouldn't want to post regularly. Like a guy's going to, you know, if it's like, oh, if a guy's in shape, he's going to post a picture of himself on the beach, whatever. You might just scroll through that and see it. Okay.
But if I see a guy on the gram and all he has is nude pictures or like clothesless pictures, I think he's gay. Is that
so? Just like a guy in shape
that's constantly posting pictures of him in states of undress. I don't know, because I only have a homosexual eye, so I don't really know what a female's eye is looking for. But Brie, if a guy's constantly naked on his gram, do you think?
Yeah.
Do you think he's flirting the line?
Yeah, I think so, definitely.
But I mean, if a guy's like in shape though, and he's always doing that, like, do you think that, you know, maybe he's just kind of trying
to,
that's like,
gross, first of all.
Like, are you talking
about my pictures?
It's not a thirst trap. Because you do post pictures like that.
I do.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah, I think they're funny, but
I don't
know.
They're like funny and like playful, but some guys like post pictures to be so serious. Mm-hmm. And that's when it like crosses a weird line when you're like, I think you might love yourself a little too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me to be comfortable with pursuing you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then, Urbano, like, so, but now on the other aspect of that, in the gay world, do you straight up want dick pics?
No, I don't. I have one. You've seen one. You've kind of seen. I mean, sometimes you're surprised, like, wow. You know what I mean? And that could go either way. It could go wow or how long have you had that? Or,
remember the angry red one?
Poor thing. Angry red ones, little sausage ones. Like, it's all different. And as long as, I don't know, it works, I guess it's important, but I don't really care. Maybe that's why I'm single, though, because mm-hmm. I don't want a dick pic, nor do I send dick pics.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, sometimes girls do want them. If it's been too long and you haven't seen it yet, mm-hmm. you don't want to get too deep.
Yeah, but a picture can be very deceiving, because depending
that's
on
true.
The angle,
they know their angles.
A 4 can look like an 8.
This is fair.
You can also just look one up online.
And yeah,
like if I would assume.
My God, sorry, but somebody just sent me a picture of somebody using my torso on Grindr. I was kind of flattered.
You should be, but also.
Also,
how
like,
did you know it was your torso? Why? Because
I have tattoos and the necklace.
The This has happened to me also, Urbano.
And someone sent me a picture like, I think somebody's using your body, which is like hot. And then I'm like, oh my God. Is it like a creepy old man?
Could be anybody.
Yeah, but then he's like bareback bottom. I'm like, I'm not a bareback bottom. At least get it right. Sorry, I digress.
So you're upset.
Well, yeah, I just thought of like catfishing and then realized that I...
Yeah, people literally have profiles of me and people will send them to me and be like, this is somebody using all of your pictures. And then I'll message them and be like, that's me. And they're like, you wish. And I'm like, no,
that's
actually me.
You wish.
And I'm like, no, that's me.
Bitch.
That's very, very funny. It's just weird, like someone's in their room doing that.
Yeah, so that's why I don't send dick pics because, you know, you just don't have tattoos and it's just like, it's, I don't know where that's going to end up. Plus, I'm of a certain age. I guess when you're in your 20s and you want to send a dick pic, go ahead. But I'm in my 40s. It's... Mm-hmm. I always remember this quote from Cindy Crawford, just because you can doesn't mean you should when you're of a certain age.
That's a good one.
You know, and it's kind of like you can send a dick pic, but you're like, it's like Madonna. Like no one wants to see her like dry humping a stage. It's like no one cares. You're going to break a hip. Dust is going to come out. Right? You know what I mean? Like,
I got you. Yeah. I got caught up. I was visualizing the breaking of the hip.
Yeah. Really no one wants to see that, but like a nice juicy WAP. And it's like, oh, but when you think of WAP, you think of someone in their
20s. Yeah. 30s even.
Well, it's a wrinkly ass pussy if it's in the 40s.
We will move on. Compliance and liability is getting upset. Dear Alvy, Jules, Candace, and crew, we're just kind of in the crew thick. My question for you guys is how to deal with selfish people in a family. I have a cousin who is so selfish sometimes it takes everything not to say something to her. I love her and we get along, but she is always thinking of herself first and only really contacts us when she needs something. Her own parents even call her selfish. She's a freshman at college right now and wants to come back here for Thanksgiving and stay with us. But with coronavirus, my entire family doesn't feel too keen on her coming back here. Her family moved to Washington, D.C., and she goes to school down there, but she still has friends back here in Connecticut she wants to see. We know she's going to go out the night before Thanksgiving with friends. We know she doesn't social distance at school. She posts herself at parties all the time. And we know we can't stop her because she's an adult now. We're afraid of saying anything and hurting her feelings, or worse, hurting her parents' feelings. But at the same time, we want to make sure our grandparents and family members with health issues are safe. We've all been so careful about this virus, and we know she hasn't been. What would you guys do? And what do you think family members are going to do this holiday season with the virus? Love you guys. You make my commutes so much better. Signed, Conflicted Cousin.
Conflicted Cousin. I get that. I get the confliction. But I think you can't be scared of hurting her feelings. You need to be straight up and just tell her what you're feeling because it's your house, you know?
Well, you can't. Plus, I think those are two separate issues. There's the selfishness and then there's the corona. Are you more concerned with the corona, or is she selfish and she's going to bring corona, or is she just selfish? Is it the social distancing? I think there's, I like to find the least common denominator and kind of stick to it. But to say, oh, the bitch is selfish and wants all the M&Ms and because of that, she's going to cough on me and give me corona, I think that's a different conflict. You know what I'm saying? So I think you have to kind of extrapolate.
Well, I mean, you got to kind of, there's going to be a lot of this, I think. There are some people that are just kind of really freaked out about their cousins being away to college or being wherever they were and gathering, you know, in Thanksgiving. First thing I would say is, number one, you got some time. You know, there's another month or so until Thanksgiving. And number two, you know, she can get tested if she wants to come down and all that stuff. But what you're talking a lot about, she's going directly to say, hey, she's selfish because she wants to come here. I don't think that's necessarily selfish in and of itself. Yeah. I think she's going to want to, I mean, if you were like, hey, get tested before you come, and she's like, oh, hell no, I'm not going to do that. Then that would be selfish. That selfish. I would understand, you know, but I don't know. I'm not really like, I haven't seen my grandmother a ton since this whole thing, but I can't say that I'm doing that necessarily like on purpose, but I'll always kind of be cautious and whatever around people that would probably be a little bit more, susceptible to the whole thing, right? Me and Bree are clicking right now. We pick susceptible.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, I think it just depends. I think if you're honest and you just talk, you know what, listen. Plus, I think fear is a huge kind of obstacle that everyone needs to kind of grapple with. You know, it's so easy to kind of base your life in fear and put up these walls and these rules and create these kind of codes for yourself to live by. But I think, you know, I am someone who deals with people, and I wear a mask and I wear gloves and I sometimes try to wear condoms, but shit happens. And, you know, you're exposed to all kinds of things. And so do I isolate myself? Do I not see my family? Do I see my family? You know, you try to be safe, wash your hands, cough, you know, with a mask on. But other than that, you just got to do your best.
Brie, have you been do you run into this type of thing with your fam and stuff? Do you stay away from people? What's your what's the play for you guys in holidays?
Well, my grandparents are kind of like, they're at the point where they're like, we'd rather hang out with you and spend time with you than like waste this time that we could potentially get a virus type of thing. Cause they're getting older. Like they want to see us on the holidays and our lives are getting busier, but we've had a few family get togethers and there have been a few people in my family who haven't come or left early because they just didn't feel comfortable with everyone being around, but everyone's really being pretty good about it. Like if they don't feel comfortable, they'll leave, won't start a problem, or they just won't come at all.
That's it.
And if there's any problems, like it's kind of like everyone can always find a safe place to go. But there really haven't been any problems with that.
See, it blends into the next question. We had an interesting one just kind of on the Instagram. Dear Albie, my boyfriend and I have been dating for 5.5 months. I'm trying to backtrack that. I mean, that would basically be
May?
Yeah, like April, May, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe March. I don't know if I can count.
We'll see.
No. Sorry. I got this like 8 weeks ago. Uh-huh. All right. So now we're way back. So 5.5 months from this thing would have been late January, February, yeah. From where this is. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 5.5 months. And now with COVID and everything going on, we have not seen each other since quarantine began.
What?
We've been talking on the phone. We had a really great relationship going into it. See each other constantly. But lately, when I try and ask to get together, he is completely against it. And he says he has immunodeficient. Why'd I struggle with that one? He has family members that are immunodeficient and does not want to subject them to any outside potential corona.
He's fucking someone else because ain't no man going to pass up any kind of pussy for a fucking virus.
It goes on. She says, listen, she goes... he has family that is immunodeficient and has not left the house. Seriously, though, he has not left the house. I tried texting him. I talked to his friends, and everyone's saying the same thing. He is quite literally fear-stricken to go outside and has stayed in. I now think this is getting a bit ridiculous, and I kind of want to break up with him. Do I end this, or do I respect his wishes and just understand that he's trying to look out for his family?
Leave him a note outside his door.
I'm gonna ask her.
When he gets it, that's when he'll get it.
I wonder what she did.
Like,
because this is a while ago.
How big is his dick that she's willing to wait?
I don't know.
Jeez. For all those months.
Why, you're gonna hit him up?
Like, no. He's too scared.
He's at home.
Fuck that.
You'll know where to find him.
Yeah. Jerk off on the other side of the window. I mean, it's like, girl.
Now hold on, right? If this, now like you, let's say you've got somebody, you're dating somebody, Brady, mm-hmm. you're really, really into them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Corona comes mm-hmm. and they are just like trying to live the bubble boy life. They are not trying to contact anybody. And you're going for this long. Is this a problem? Do you pull
yes.
the plug?
Yes. Life's too short. Unless you were like madly in love with this person. But it sounds like they only dated for like a month before the quarantine started.
Romeo and Juliet killed themselves from opposing fucking families, bro. I'm sure there was a fucking pandemic going on then. Everybody yeah. was always dying
Everyone
at 12.
Was dead.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, girl, get it together. Everyone you have to dead. Have, again, fear will cripple you. You have to take some chances, especially if not for anything, for fucking love.
Yeah.
If you're going to wait online at fucking Trader Joe's for some fucking cookies because I fucking love them, I'm definitely going to your house to get some ass.
Yeah. And even why couldn't
just don't cough
he,
on
like,
me.
Come stay with her or something?
He's
if
also,
he wanted to quarantine away
yeah.
from his family.
Yeah. Well, he's also saying that it's not him. It's his family.
So if he could leave.
Oh, girl.
But if he's really not leaving. If she's talking to his friends and his friends are saying the well, same thing, he's really
not
leaving.
How do you not leave
your house, bro? I don't know. I
didn't
get that far.
Like, what do you do?
I didn't get that far.
Well, what was her name?
That's the thing here. We don't typically get into the real names.
What was the fake name?
She didn't give a fake name. Oh. So I don't know what she wants me to say.
Listen, closed coochie corona. This is what we're going to tell you. Get a note from his doctor saying that he has all these issues. And if you're willing to take a fucking note, then you should reevaluate your life. Because it's stupid.
No, yeah.
It's a lot. That is a big change.
He could very well be lying.
And you want somebody, I would think.
Yeah.
You don't want Captain Save-A-Ho. Like, you don't have to come rescue me. But take a fucking chance. Like, meet me outside after dark. Like, smoke a blunt with me outside the police station. You know? Something.
Well, I got hit with another one. That is kind of like the polar opposite. Now, honestly, I think for her saying, to answer the question directly, that is it wrong if she breaks up with him?
No.
No, it's not.
I don't think
wrong.
It's wrong that you break up with him. However, you know, it does seem like the guy, if you really care about him, then stick it out. Because it does seem like the guy is just trying to back up his family.
And she sounds like
until
a
how long though? But for how long?
Yeah, what are you
can do it forever. You got to. Is she staying in the house?
Her own. I guess.
Mean, I guess. She ain't getting in.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's just too much. You got to go outside. You need some fresh air.
Yeah,
vitamin
go
D.
Walk together.
Go for a walk.
Something.
You could socially distance yourself from the world and still get some. Like, stand 6 feet apart and we'll blow air kisses at least.
She's saying he's legit not leaving his house.
Yeah. Then he has some other issues.
Definitely. Yeah. Because
he's fear stricken.
Yeah. Yeah, go cuddle with grandma. See you later.
We got one more real quick on the opposite side. You guys having a good time so far?
No.
Yeah.
I got one more on the opposite side of the spectrum. This actually just kind of came in. This came to me personally.
Oh, shit.
Which doesn't often happen. But just kind of stood in the opposite direction. So they said, "Dear Albie, my boyfriend and I recently went to church together.
Okay.
We were having a nice time just sitting down in the pew, and he's just grabbing my hand casually. As we were leaving, he pulled my hand and he went towards the bathroom. He asked me if I wanted to go inside." Perfect time for the printer. This is just, you know. "He asked me if I wanted to go inside. I replied, 'Are you sick?' I said, 'Are you feeling okay?' He said, 'Yeah, I just want to bring you in. Just come with me. I just want to bring you back here.' And I realized he was trying to do the you know what. Now, we are in all capital letters, in church. Not to mention, his family was with us just a few pews back, and we know plenty of people that go to, I guess, the same church." I don't want to say the name of the thing.
Yeah.
"So we know plenty of family that are all, plenty of other friends and family that go to this church. I said, 'Are you absolutely insane? Let's go. We're leaving.' We get into the car, and he full on was trying to get it in the car. I was like, 'Dude, are you nuts? Let's just get out of here. Let's go back to your place, and then we can discuss this then.' He got into a complete fit and was extremely upset with me. The entire ride home was completely awkward, and by the time we got back to my place, he didn't even want to go near each other. He was insanely pissed, and honestly, I think it was childish. We got into a huge fight. I went home, and honestly, I came down, talked to my friends, and this was one of the first emails I had to write."
Wow.
"Now, in fairness, it's not an email. It's actually an Instagram DM, but that's fine. So I'm dying to know, what do you think? Is this rational? Should he have been this upset? Is it weird for me to be upset at him? Is this just a really cool thing that he wanted to do and I should have rolled with it? Am I being a little bit prude? What's the deal? Appreciate any advice." And didn't give a fake name. But this is where we are.
I have a few angles on this.
Hit me.
Okay, so I think that maybe on one side of me, the devil on my shoulder is saying that she should have just gone with it and like had some fun, you know, like maybe you hated it, maybe it was a bad idea, whatever, maybe felt weird about it afterwards.
At which point, in the bathroom or in the car?
See, the bathroom, like the church bathrooms are not nice. They're like kids who go to CCD and stuff, who are like throw cupcakes on the walls. Not a nice place. But I guess if maybe they had a private bathroom or something, or the car is weird because then there's going to be people walking out of the service.
Yeah, like, I don't know where, maybe they're like parked somewhere different. But like, I don't know. I would be pretty, for him, I'll tell you what though, for him to be pissed is weird.
Yeah. That's weird.
And
that's
I don't think she should do anything that's going to make her feel like she's doing something
like
wrong.
Guilty.
A sexual encounter should be enjoyable for both people.
Yeah.
And both people should be excited by what they're doing, whether it's in a car, in a bed, in a church pew, at Trader Joe's, whatever you're doing. As long as you're both into it and you're consensual, it's cool. But I think if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody and someone has a tantrum because they don't get their way,
Especially when it's coming to something sexual, that's not okay.
Especially when it's coming sexual from the other person.
Yeah, that's like...
Like, you can't. Like, that's that in itself...
Manipulation.
Yeah, it's been... And it's cruel.
It is.
It's cruel. I think it's kind
and
of like...
it sets a bad precedent for, like, the whole, like, health of the relationship.
Well, the fact that she's so conflicted that she feels that should she have done it, like, you should never do anything, ever, for no dick that goes against any form of principle that you have.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, the guy freaking out to me is a little bit weird. You know, not even a little bit weird, a lot of bit weird.
It's very weird.
And also, that's like, what makes it seem as if there's a different...
I think, like, you know, and I think, you know, she's kind of going on this thing where I guess he's trying to be, like, adventurous and whatever. That just, to me, is not where you'd be adventurous. You know, you want to try and mess around in the dressing room at Abercrombie? Good for you, okay?
Yeah,
but this
I mean,
like, not the same thing.
She sounds sweet. The fact that she's even considering his perspective lets you know what kind of relationship she's in. And
yeah,
the fact that he's not even considering it.
Yeah, no thanks.
No thanks.
No thanks.
Yeah, he should date the selfish girl that's going to give everyone corona.
Yeah, they'd be good together.
We should set them up. We should do that.
Yeah.
They'd have so much fun in the church.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, guys, this is the show.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
What'd you think, Urbana?
It was fun.
It is fun.
I feel like I fucked up, but I don't remember.
Fucked up how?
I don't know.
Everything happened so fast.
Yeah, I don't remember where I was at. Who knows?
It's a good time. We'll get into it more. We're going to get into a room that maybe doesn't have as much background stuff going on in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll all adjust.
I like the questions, though.
We'll
some
all
more.
Adjust.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love you know? The questions.
Hit us up with some more. We got so many people at this place to introduce you to. So many things that we're doing here to tell you guys about.
Yeah, so much fun.
Come Halloween, we'll all be here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Keep sending the questions. DRLBmailbag@gmail.com. Shout out to, so you guys don't know Jules, but Jules will probably be coming down here, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Okay.
Because that is somebody we 100% cannot do the show without.
Shout out, Jules.
And, but that's that. But I thank you guys for coming.
All right.
This
Thanks
is nice.
For having
We're going to sign off.
Signing off, logging off.
Love you, light, and God bless.
You guys have nice radio voices.
Right?
You do.
We could do some ASMR.
Yeah, I keep trying to smell this mic to see if anyone was...
No, it's brand new.
No, yeah.
It smells brand new, actually.
Yeah, it's brand new.
It's like when you play Sing It.
I don't know. What is a Sing It?
Oh, my God. It's on Wii. You would sing along to songs and see if you could hit the notes. You try to like stay in your range.
Really?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And these were the exact microphones.
Well,
so try to guess my age.
Yes, and
guess my age.
Too. Guess Bree's age and guess her bonus age. That'd be fun. Well, you kind of gave everybody
I said it was old.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, guys. Catch you later.
Bye.